Good day, everyone. My name is Jeremiah, and we're here to answer some questions about technology. And the first question is, how is technology affecting or helping to combat climate change? And another question is, how is technology affecting the society? I have my colleague with me here,
Uche,
and also
Andreas.
Okay, so my first question is, Andreas, from your viewpoint, how do you think that technology is affecting the society, or what are the benefits of technology to the society?
Well, thank you. I think it's a very important question, because technology is very visible and very present in many aspects of our everyday lives. Yeah. I think we have to stress the fact that it has many benefits regarding making our lives easier in terms of improved mobility, better ways of connecting people, or also making our working situations more efficient, by that improving our economies. So it has many upsides, but on the other hand, there are also many risks and problems connected to technological advances. Look at the power dynamics in terms of technological advances, and look at the people who own the technological enterprises, and what kind of dependencies are interplayed there. So I think we shouldn't focus solely on the positive or the negative notes, but try to achieve a whole picture of the issue, which is very complex.
Thank you very much. And I think I also came up with another question. How can we make use of technology in our present agricultural system? Uche, do you have an answer to that?
Yes. I thank you for the question. In terms of agriculture, technology has done much more good than harm. During 1900 backwards, it's obvious that much people don't find it a good thing for them to be a farmer, let me just so to say, a farmer, because of the much labor and the stress it goes through. But of course, people have to eat and sustain and be alive, you know, just to make sure they are up and doing. So bringing back to technology, I believe technology in aspect of mechanization, they've actually actualized a big dream for the farmers, making it possible for them to, they can wake up from their bed and, you know, do easier work for themselves, while the machines, which are the tractors, the caterpillars, and other machines which are used in the agricultural sectors, to make their farm product much more sustainable and efficient. In terms of waste, I think technology has actually bring up to actualization of bringing waste to management. Then it used to be that whatsoever they have must be used at that particular time. But coming to technology has actually helped in managing the waste in terms of bringing fertilizers and consuming the waste product of each animals and everything, to bring it up to back to recycling it to manure, and just to make the farm product much more healthier for consumption. I believe technology in general, it's a good development which has come to stay. Minding as well the risks behind it, which my colleague has talked about, saying the people involved in the enterprises of the technology. Yeah, of course, it's a business which everyone is obviously liable to have one or two to gain. Then if I can offer you technology and I give you my farm product, then it's actually a gain of is a gain in terms of the business factors. But again, looking at it in terms of human strength, you know, everyone does not want to do much stressful work. That is why technology has actually come to stay, and bringing in investors in terms of, for example, in Nigeria, most people don't likely want to do farm business, but coming to technology, bringing in technology, I think it has actually helped in putting back people in farm production, you know. And also before the technology, I found out that there are so many waste and pest control are not very, very efficient enough. But coming into bringing in technology, the pest control has drastically dropped, that even you don't have to go to the farm and always check up on your farm product unless you just want to have a stroll and take a view of how your products are been growing up. So I believe technology in agricultural sector is actually a super idea to come up with.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I just want to say that I think it has its benefits. It's very good that you made that point, because it benefits people all over the world.
Okay, thank you very much for that important answers. And we also have the question we asked earlier: how is technology helping to combat climate change? I think I have the answer to this question, because climate change is one of the most pressing issues of our time, but technology is really providing solutions to help reduce its impact. And I think some of the ways that technology is making difference, for example, is through the renewable energy. So when we talk about renewable energy, we're talking about the solar power, which we can actually use to convert sunlight into electricity. And we also talk about the wind power, which means we can generate electricity from the wind. And this also really helps in reducing the reliance of fossil fuels, you know, and diesel and other things. And we also have the sustainable transportation. The sustainable transportation, it simply involves the usage of electric vehicles, also known as the EVs. Because I think back then, we have to, you know, get fuel, get diesel before we can use our vehicles. But with technology, right now, we can actually buy vehicles that, you know, we can power them through electricity. So this has really, really helped in combating the climate change. And we have some warehouse that are built to generate electricity, or rather to store electricity. For example, the electricity from the solar panels can be stored, the electricity from the wind can be stored, and we can also distribute this electricity, or they can as well be sold to other countries or, you know, companies. So I think technology is really helping to combat the climate change. I don't know if you guys have any question regarding this topic that we just discussed.
I think we can only we can't dive in deep in this format because we don't have the time, but I think we gave a broad overlook of the topic. Yeah, and thank you for the invitation.
Yeah.
Thank you, MKH Podcast, for having us in your studio. And we really wish we'll be back solve some other important topics some other time.
And we are thanking also our listeners, wherever they may be listening to us from. And also thank you to our sponsors, I think what's their name, the MKH and Sudwind College. Yeah,
Sudwind
Academy. Yeah.
Maybe should we do it again?
you say MKH,
Sudwind.
Thank you to the listeners.
Exactly. Okay.
You say Sudwind. Okay.
MKH.
Thank you, MKH Podcast Studio, for having us today. And we hope we'll be here some other time to discuss some important topics.
And thank you to Sudwind's Academy for bringing us up to this, to MKH Podcast.
Thank you, Sudwind Academy, for giving us this opportunity.
Yeah. Okay. Then thank you, Sudwind Academy, for giving us this wonderful opportunity.
And thank you to all the listeners. Bye.